This is episode 2128 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, January 12th, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, what do you know? Simon Cowell's finally getting married. He's popped the question to his 13-year romance, Lauren Silverman, the mother of his child, and they are now engaged. By the way, he's 62. Their son is 7, which is interesting. They've had a 13-year romance because didn't she leave her ex when she found out she was pregnant with Simon's kid?
Something like that.
Like 8 years ago? The math doesn't fit. Anyway, congratulations to the newly engaged couple.
Oh, sure.
It's
taken him this long.
I know, right?
No. It's taken him this long to get the prenup right.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think that's part of it. Yeah. Hey, kids, you know what? It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, how had he missed this marketing opportunity before?
Hmm.
Snoop Dogg is planning on launching... Ready?
I'm ready.
A hot dog brand. It's true, it's true.
I love it. Yeah.
Shizzle for zizzle.
Yeah.
6 years after saying he would never eat a hot dog again, Snoop is apparently planning to launch his own brand of Frankfurters called... I don't know. What would they be called?
Oh,
Snoop Dogs.
Snoop Dogs. Yeah, I like that. I think that's good. And yes, that's a missed marketing opportunity for 6 years. He doesn't have to eat them. He just has to sell them. Yeah. You know, I mean, just because you sell them doesn't mean you got to eat them.
It's true.
Some people are kind of grossed out by hot dogs. It's like the old joke. You like to eat sausage, but you never want to see it made. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll stop there.
We'll stop there.
Yeah. So attorneys for Snoop applied last month at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office
for
a federal trademark registration on the term Snoop Dogs.
I will be the first in line to buy some. I will. I got to have me a Snoop Dogg.
This is for use to sell hot dogs and other types of sausage.
Yeah, because technically that's what they are.
Back in 2016... if you remember, he made the headlines with an appearance. He was on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Okay.
And
I don't remember. But.
He watched a step-by-step process of how hot dogs are made.
Thanks, Jimmy.
And then tried to guess what he was watching.
Oh.
Now, so by the end of the segment, Snoop goes, "This is a hot dog? Oh, because I ain't never eating a mother effing hot dog. If that's how they make hot dogs, I don't want one. I'm good.
For
schnizzle.
For schnizzle. I would run right out, and I would get a Snoop Dogg.
Would you now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just because. I don't know
what
why.
What would make him different than any other hot dogs?
I don't know until I taste one. Maybe he's got a secret formula, secret recipe.
Maybe.
Maybe they're going to be made.
Maybe there'll be a little plant-based different. Extract in there.
I was kind of thinking that. Now, I won't eat them
They're medicinal hot dogs.
I won't eat them. I won't eat them if they're all plants.
Brownies? Who needs brownies?
You got,
have a hot dog.
When you got a Snoop Dogg. Start saying that. I'll take a Snoop Dogg with a little mustard and relish.
And then I'll need some Doritos later on.
I want that leafy relish. That green leafy relish.
No, not the cilantro.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, after 3 straight years without a formal host, the Oscars will bring back an MC for Hollywood's biggest night.
Ooh, we get a host.
A host. ABC announced that there will be a host this year. They'll stop short of saying who it will be.
Well, speculation.
Speculation.
Who's available that hasn't been, outed by their Twitter account from the last 10 years? Won't be Kevin Hart. They should have Tina Fey do it. I mean, they really should. Can't have Alec Baldwin do it. He's damaged goods.
Well, you can't have Ellen do it.
Oh, no, she's damaged goods, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should bring back Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal's old, though.
He's really old.
He's like, I think he's walking with a walker.
How about Tom Hanks?
I don't think Tom Hanks does that kind of thing.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I think they just need to stick with Kimmel. Let Kimmel do it. He was fine. He wasn't spectacular, but he was okay.
Actually, Kimmel could do it.
Yeah, he's already done it. So, you know, let... And he lives right across the street.
Yeah, just have Kimmel do it.
Yeah, no, his studio's right across the street from the Dolby. So, yeah. I mean, if they're going to have a Dolby.
That makes sense.
Last year, they had at Union Station, so...
He hasn't been outed by a Twitter account or anything. And,
no. You know. Yeah. And everybody kind of doesn't like him or doesn't hate him, so he's okay. He's not damaged. I can't think of anybody else. ABC's not going to let anybody from NBC do it. They're not going to let Corden do it.
No.
It'll
be an ABC person.
It's going to be Kimmel.
But if it's Tina Fey, Tina Fey has to have Amy Poehler.
Yeah, she can't do it by herself.
She can.
Yeah, but nobody
would. And I would prefer it.
Yeah, maybe. What about Steve Carell? Nah, he's not.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it.
He can't. He wouldn't be good. Kimmel's probably the best bet. You wait and see, though. They'll get somebody just idiotic, and you go like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know?
And that would be only if Kimmel said no.
Well, but here's the problem with Kimmel. Kimmel's male, and Kimmel's white. So I think we need to look no further. Anyway, continue. Speculation. We got plenty of time to speculate.
Well, but Jimmy Kimmel's done it before.
Right. Right.
It was successful.
Right.
All right.
Well, successful. What do you call successful?
Nobody
watches these award shows anymore. I mean, seriously. They're becoming less relevant.
All right. So the Oscars have been host-free since 2019.
Has it been that long?
And that's when Kevin Hart was initially supposed to host.
I remember that.
But he stepped down after his old tweets and comments that were considered homophobic resurfaced.
Yep.
And then they went without a host.
Yeah.
And then, hello, pandemic.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
Maybe Tracy Morgan could do it. I mean, people don't hate him all that much.
No.
But I don't think he'd be very good at it.
What about Kenan Thompson? Wait, that's Kenan, NBC.
That's NBC. Well, kind of Tracy Morgan is too, kind of.
Yeah.
Anyway, 30 Rock and all.
All right.
I know who they could get.
Who?
Serious as a crutch. Halle Berry. She's an Oscar winner. She's a person of color. And she is not a guy. She's not a dude.
You know,
she's not a comedian, but they could write for her.
You had to toss it in there.
She could dress up like she does for Cleopatra, and nobody would care. You'd be like, yes, please. We'll have some more.
A very sorry effort, by the way. So, anyway, March 27th.
Okay.
As of now.
Get ready, kids. Here we go. We'll see.
Yeah. It may be postponed.
Yeah.
One never knows.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.